or I, he says you wouldn't have been able to go to school, you know, being in scholarships. So he is involved with the Alumni Association a lot as far as the scholarships for basketball students and things like that, for all sports events.
Yeah, I was walking around on the campus the other day. That's a pretty campus.
It surely is.
It's got a lot of big new buildings.
Don and I went to school over there in 63, that enrollment was 1,500.
Is that right?
And now it's 8,000.
8,000?
They were saying, well, they had it in the last fall, they had enrollment, I think, 8,000. But I think it's dropping off a little, you know. It seemed like all the colleges are sort of losing. It's not quite 8.
Well, that's a big school.
Yeah, it has really grown. But,
I went to visit a friend of mine in Knoxville. He's a student there at UT. And I was amazed at the size of that campus.
That place is something else, isn't it?
It's enormous.
We go up at least 3-4 times a year in fall football games. Mm-hmm. We're addicts.
Yeah.
And we have season tickets and on the whole gamut. I look forward to it because fall is my favorite time of the year, and I love football. I can't wait to get up there.
Yeah.
And for the last 2 years, we've taken our son, a little ugly, and he is just raised. You know, I'm going to be raised on UT football.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got Johnny Majors up there, and everybody's
Yeah.
just sitting on ready.
Going
hoping
crazy.
We can beat that man down there in your neck.
No. Well, I'll have to admit, when UT beats Alabama, they usually do a pretty thorough job of it.
I know. Well, we have, every year Don says, well, if it's at Knoxville, if Alabama Tuesday game's at Knoxville, are you going? I said, I don't know, I'm going to think about it. Well, I was end up going. But the last 3 times we've been to Birmingham, I said, I'm not going back to Birmingham. They're going to play at Legion Field. I'm not going. And I mean it. And every year I end up trucking down there, and every year I come with a long face. I can't remember the last time last time we beat you down there, we were there. And we were in a motel that was downtown, and we got on the wrong bus.
Mm.
We got on the bus, it was going back to the motel, the right place, but it was straight Alabama fans. You know, we were the only Tennessee fans on there. You know? And I just couldn't keep this big smile off my face. I just sit back there like that, and boy, I've got a long face and everything. You itch and just wait. Your time's coming, and every year since then it has. What was it, 72?
I don't even remember.
70 or 72? Bad
news, I don't like to go to the games in Birmingham. I've only been to one, and you can guess which one that was. It was the 17-16 debacle with Auburn.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the 2 blocked punts. I've never been back. I don't like Birmingham anyway.
I don't care what it is.
Really,
Donald's just coming back from there today.
Yeah.
I like him. Not real crazy about it.
That's really unfinished.
Don did some business in Tuscaloosa this last summer.
Yeah.
And we were down there. He had sold some pipes to somebody down there. They have a sales representative in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And they were delivering some stuff or something. Don had to go down there and check on it last summer. So we went, and those people down there are crazy.
Bryce Hospital's there. There's a pretty good segment of the population that's crazy, literally.
Everywhere, they're crazy about Alabama football.
Well,
Bear Bryant nuts.
Well, you know, you hear the same thing. If you go up to Knoxville, you know, take yourself a hard hat and a baseball bat and a Tennessee fan. I had a roommate who was a hardcore Alabama fan. He took it so far that he went to all the games, whether home or away, you know, and that's a pretty long road trip.
It is.
And, well, he bought a new car 1 year that he was there. He got one of these big new Chryslers, and he got it, it was red with a white top, you know, and that kind of thing.
Crimson Tide. He really is.
He was bad, you know.
We pulled up in this guy that had bought this pipe, City Engineer, and he held out his hand and saw Don sitting in the back seat, our little one sitting in the back seat, and he said, I've got just to thank that boy. And he went back in there and got an Alabama calendar.